Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. Wow. Lots been going on. Yeah. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with the, it's crazy. I'm doing a burn center this weekend for Robert Burns' birthday. And wearing a kilt with like 14 degrees. It's going to be fun. Just be like my ancestors back in the day. But I want to get into this, you know. I mean, like we'd all be in prison. Biden's holster, like his gun pouch, had cocaine residue. Gee, I wish I could get away with the stuff these politicians do. Hollywood mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg traveled to Iowa to conduct damage control because somehow Biden has a 33% approval rating. I don't know how this country's falling apart. You can't afford to buy anything. But don't worry, folks. Trump won in the Iowa caucuses in a landslide, almost getting 30 points above his second place. I mean, they basically, no one has a chance. Everyone is pissing their money away. They need to get out. And then, of course, they had the chief operator, BlackRock, like, you know, trying to like no one, these billionaire liberals, we don't care about you. You know, we're the people. And I want to get into Rams Wormy got on the stage. I want to get into that. There's so much. This is what's really sickening. California's constitution allows for schools to hide the students' transgender identity from their parents. Now, I don't know how that would work in terms of with the kid, if the kid said, hey, I'm trans. How, I mean, unless they're like, okay, don't tell my parents, we won't. Because supposedly, like, in some states, they can dang near vaccinate your kid and give them all kinds of shots against your will. Like, if you don't believe in it and it's against your religion or whatever, they can force you to give your kid all kinds of shots and vaccines without them even knowing it or having to have consent. And that's coming from the attorney, Rob Bonta. I knew people that lived in Cali. My dad to leave. It's sick and sad. What's going to be crazy is in 10 years when you have people that I transitioned and now that wasn't me because I was kind of coerced into it. And guess what? Now they have permanent damage because they took all these things to chemically castrate themselves. They say that a new study claims that Google's advanced AI chatbots are better than an actual doctor at diagnosis. Okay. That's okay. Folks, hey, how you doing? I'm going to see my doctor. No, you don't see a doctor now. You see a Google AI chatbot. I want to talk to someone. Hello. Hi. I am your Google AI chatbot. Here to have your doctor's appointments. I can tell you're concerned because I can feel you're nervous. Hello, I want to talk to someone. You are talking to a Google Smart IA chatbot. I'd probably have more confidence. Yeah, why don't we have an AI chatbot from Google run the country? It'd probably do a better job than who we got there now. I got so much. Want to get into, don't forget this, folks.
Hi, this is Bonnie Andrews here. I'm an evangelist and I lead a student outreach movement around the world called Live Jam, and I live with my family here in New York City. The verse of the day is from Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. It says, understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commandments. Well, I'm a father of 3 boys. And as the boys were growing up, we had a favorite movie playing in our home almost every day. It was Finding Nemo. And in this movie, there is a character called Dory. And guess what? Dory has got a problem. She's got a short-term memory problem. And I think as Christians, we have a short-term memory problem. We have forgotten who our God is. And that's exactly why Moses, in this passage, is reminding the people of Israel as they come out of captivity and enter into the promised land. Hey, guys, don't forget that your God is a faithful God. What does that mean? Faithfulness is his character. That means he is reliable. He's trustworthy. He's true to his word. He holds on to his promises. And I think as Christians, we need to be reminded again and again. One of his names is Jehovah, is Ebenezer, the Lord that has led us this far. So don't forget the ways that God has led us in the past. But I have no idea what you're going through this season. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Bible says he is going to be with you. He's not going to leave you halfway. He's going to be your provider. He's going to be your protector. He's going to be your shield and your refuge in this dark season of your life. Let me remind you one more time. My God, your God is a faithful God, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Blessings.
Think about that as you're going through your day today or evening or whenever you're listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, it's a lot going on if you haven't heard. You know, like I turned on this thing, I'm like, Rams for Me has come out for Trump, and he was on the stage. And when I think about, what do I think about Rams for Me and him coming out and supporting Trump? Well, first of all, that Iowa caucus shows that, okay, everyone else needs to just drop out. Sorry, Nikki Haley, you don't even have a chance. No one does. I can't believe like people like Chris Christie even stayed in as long as they did, dude. No one. You're going to have a handful of people that you paid to hold up a banner. Chris Christie, yay. Chris Christie, you would get the support that Biden had. You know, somehow you'd probably get, see, if Chris Christie were a Democrat, he'd win, and he'd be like Biden. He'd get like 10 people at a rally, but then get like 81 million votes. But anywho, it's one of these things that we, you know, Ron DeSantis didn't even have a chance. I'm like, dude. He might have had a chance if he would have shut his mouth, stayed in Florida, kept doing the conservative great stuff he was doing, and said, hey, I back Trump, and then he might, you know. But I think Ron DeSantis would be a George Bush. He would be a, well, he's great in Texas, but as soon as he became president, you know, it's like, you know, it's he'd be a politics as usual type person. Rams for Me, what do I think of him? What are my thoughts on him? What are my thoughts on him? I think, too good to be true. I mean, I love what he says. He's calling everyone out. He's calling the left. He's calling the right out. He's calling everybody. But it's almost too good to be true with that. You know? And that's what's scary. I don't want him to be a Mike Pence 2.0. I don't want all of a sudden, like, well, look, here we go, Ian. Ooh, yeah, no. I don't. Because there are some people that think he's like a Mike Pence type person where he's walking the walk and he's saying everything we want to hear to the next level, but at the same time, we want to see him talk the talk. Yeah, we need to have fossil fuels to be sustainable right now, and we need to drill, baby, drill and frack and use clean coal and all this stuff, and, you know. Yeah, there actually is 3 genders. There's male and female, and there's actually people that are hermaphrodites. They biologically have both organs down there. Yes, I've actually seen photos of people that have both genitalia down there. Yeah. But for hindsight, there's basically male and female. Okay? That's where we're at. In this world. That's where we're at in this world. And so many people don't get that. And you know, we have 5 million genders, and we need to save the planet by using electric cars that run off of electricity produced from fossil fuels and coal and natural gas and oil. Where's the electricity coming? Man, it's coming from the charger over there. No, it's coming from the charger. Yeah, well, where's the charger getting the electricity from? What are they using to produce the electricity so that this charger can work? I don't know. What are they using? Oh, yeah, coal, fossil fuels, natural gas. It's like 95% of, I mean, heck, in California, have blackouts, and that's before they have people with all electric cars. Just what I want. See, what most people don't realize is when that Al Gore global warming video came out, folks, the North and South Poles, they're gonna melt. We're all gonna be flooded, you know. I didn't see anyone in the production of making those global warming movies. Okay, if it was gonna come like it was gonna come, why weren't any of them building giant boats? Why weren't they building arcs? No, they were buying land. They were buying oceanfront property. We've got oceanfront property in California, right on the farthest west coast, you can see. Though the ice caps are supposed to melt, we're all going to be drowning. They weren't up in the Rocky Mountains building houses at the highest peak. No, they're buying property up. Oceanfront property. They're kicking it right on the beach. Well, how can they do that? How can they do that, conversational man? Because it's bullcrap. Methane does not affect carbon. The methane does not affect the global warming. There's just as many animals now. You think these elitists are going to sit there and give up? Oh, they're going to still have wagyu beef and filet mignon and all these steaks and everything. No, they're going to try to get you to eat crickets and these GMO veggie burgers. But do you think they're going to give up stuff? Dude, you're going to be like North Koreans, where their dear leaders has a 20,000 title movie collection, watches all kinds of movies, has a lavish billion-dollar mansion, getting drunk every night in Hennessy and cognac and all these fine liqueurs, eating the best foods. Well, as people are there, can we get rice? Throw them in the work camps. I'll teach them to ask for more rice. How dare they? I give a family of four 1 cup of dry rice a day. And they have the gall to ask for more food. I mean, you look at all these people that are malnourished, and then you look at like Kim Il-sung and all those dear leaders that had weight problems. Oh, it's ridiculous. But don't worry, folks. You know, people are waking up. They are. And I see a lot happening. I don't know. I want to think, what was it? Eddie, I think his name was, the tall black kid on Family Matters with Urkel. Carl Winslow and his son. And he's come out and he's basically made a comment like, I don't care who you are. If you're in Hollywood, you've been inappropriately touched. There are a lot of people coming out. I mean, heck, there was a video where Shirley Temple said back in the black and white movie days, like in the 40s and 50s, she went to go do an interview on top of this head from, like, I think Paramount or one of those. And guess what happened? 30. He was naked. And there's a lot of people, I guess, that their stories that go back to, like, the 40s and 50s and 60s when they had really weird experiences, like creepy experiences with naked older men. And there's a bunch of people coming out now about how I've been in Hollywood. Let me tell you something. I've been in Hollywood. Okay? I've been in Hollywood. You can't, if you've been in Hollywood, I don't know how you never got inappropriately touched or had some sort of inappropriate things like Kirk Cameron. He goes, I must have been lucky because he's heard from people like off the record, under the table, all kinds of shady and creepy experiences they had with people inappropriately touching them and doing some creepy stuff. And it's sad. But I think it's going to come to light. There's a lot of people coming out saying, hey, no. Like Corey Feldman's come out and he's always been like the bad guy. Well, if you don't, what do you mean don't give the names? He gave the names in 1992. And they're like, well, what about Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. He goes, wait a minute, buddy. Michael Jackson, I would have ran to that man. That man, he might have been cray-cray, but he was no pedophile. I know pedophiles. He was not one of those. I would have ran to him. He would have been someone who would have protected me. Not, you know, oh, what about Michael Jackson? He did it. We know he did. Just conduct him. Just, he goes, I would have ran to that man. And that's what's, you know, and it's sad. And I think, because everyone's like, well, put God first and watch him work. Well, we put hope and faith and trust in God. And look what happened with, what you doing? Well, what does Revelation chapter 3 say? We serve a God that opens doors and no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He goes, behold, I place you an open door that no one can shut. But I know you have a little strength and you kept my word and you not deny my name. Okay? Okay? You understand that? It doesn't say what door God's going to open. I think he let Biden in so that people could wake up. Because when you have these black people like, wait a minute here, my kid's being taken out of school so you can house illegals? These people have been staying at this hotel for 7 months. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner paid for? I ain't getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner paid for. Wait a minute, huh? And they're like starting to realize that this government is putting illegals before them out, their own constituents, their own taxpayers. People are starting to wake up. When you have Miley Blinker, like, wait a minute, I thought these people were my friends and they're anti-Semites. They're basically supporting Hamas and killing the Jews. What gets me is these, like, gay people, these pride people, these, like, transgender people that support Hamas. I'm like, dude, they would tie your hands behind your back and throw you off a building until you died. And if you survived, they'd do it again and again. But, you know, I've seen all these people praying. Like, there's a photo, a video I showed, has this family with, like, a foot of snow pushing their way into their seats. And they're Steelers fans. And I guess they're taking on the Bills. I'm like, if people only had that much determination to go to church and this and that, because I had a bunch of people, yeah, I'm glad we had a Saturday night service, man. I'm like, guess what? My church, we have a 10 o'clock service. It's 11 o'clock, but we get there at 10, and we do praise and worship, you know, practice. Me and my pastor practice and different things, and long story made short. I was there at like 8:30 praying. My pastor came early to shovel stuff and all this. I'm like, I got it. Thanks, man. Well, what the hell am I going to do? Stay in bed, freeze them for an extra hour, or come in and shovel a little bit and pray and spend some time with God, you know? That's what I'm going to do. You know, I have to go to work. I have to do this. I have to do that. Well, okay, what about, you know, but when it comes to, well, I'm glad we have a Sunday night service because I ain't getting up. Let me tell you, if it was work, you couldn't say, well, it's negative something degrees. I gotta go to work. Dear Dean, you gotta go to work. At -6 some degrees. Oh, that's right. But when it comes to, I don't know, church, magically, thank God we got a night. Because if we didn't have a Saturday night service, I wouldn't go. Like that guy told that Asian lady from China. Oh, will you pray that we have the same religious freedom you do? No. Huh? C'est quoi, non? Quoi? C'est quoi, non? Quoi? Why? Yeah. Most American families probably have 10, 15 Bibles. Never touch them, never read them. They got an inch of dust on them. Not marked in, not written in. Let me see here. You guys memorize scriptures, then you swallow the pieces of paper or burn them. What else do you do? Oh, yeah, that's right. And that way when you're worshiping, you can share scriptures without anyone knowing. And if someone comes, oh, we're just hanging out. You risk going to prison. What do we do in America, folks? I called Mr. AC, and they're going to try to send someone out, but they can't guarantee it because they're really swamped today. So we're going to do one hymnal. We're going to do one worship song, and then I got a shortened sermon because we don't have AC, so we can kind of get out of here because I know it's kind of uncomfortable. You know, it's really hot here. No. How are you doing? I have to walk 2 miles to church. 90-degree temperatures, we sweat, we have heat, very hot, it's outside, no AC, we sing 6 worship songs, we praise for 2 hours, we worship. You in America, when you don't have AC, you shorten the service, have one song. You know, where do we put our hope and faith and trust in? If it was work, you'd have to, if it was work, you'd go. Like my pastor said, and I love my pastor. He said, you know, it's like, well, okay, well, if would you go to work? Of course you have to go to work. I don't feel good, but I'm going to go to work. You can't make the excuses not to go to work like you do at church. Ugh. I guarantee if it was minus 10 degrees and you had to be at work, you'd be there. I remember the roads were, like, supposedly so bad, like around this. And me and my coworker went to work, and I said, yeah, you just had to go maybe 25, 30 miles an hour. But, they weren't bad. I didn't think they were bad. I thought they were worse coming home. They're not kind of like when we go, because when I go in the morning, about when I'm on the road at 4 a.m., there's no one there. So, like, you know, I don't have to worry about, like, having, like, 5 cars in front of me, 5 behind me, and, you know, and people driving like maniacs and trying to, you know, mad because you're going slow, and then they try to go around you. You know, there's no one, so you don't. You know, if you were to slide, you probably wouldn't. 9 times out of 10, you'd probably not be near anybody. You know, but we've lost our priorities in this country. And I thank God put Biden in there for a reason, to wake a bunch of people up. Say, hey, wait a minute here, we're getting screwed over. But when you have a Hollywood mogul, Jeffrey Katzenberg, trying to do damage control and going to Iowa to campaign for Joe Biden, how could you campaign for him? What could you say? Yeah, Biden's doing a great job. I mean, the border's just wonderful. Now, that's why Chicago and Denver are like, please, no more. Please don't. Why are you sending us these people? Well, you're the ones that wanted them here. You wanted the open border, and now all of a sudden it's like, no, they wanted an open border. So I'm saying I have to mess with them, deal with them, or ever see them. I don't see any of these Hollywood superstars that wanted an open border. I don't see them taking them in. I'm telling you something, folks. People are waking up. I just hope when you hear, like, Justin Bieber, and you hear Hulk Hogan, and you hear, like, I wouldn't tell people where you go to church. Why not? I hope people flood that church to, well, Hulk Hogan's here. I can't go see him. And they come to meet Hulk Hogan. Well, I'm gonna hang out with Terry Hulk Hogan. And they stay for the church, you know. I mean, I'll tell you where I go to church, you can come. You know? They come. You know, I hope people like, cool, I get to go, cool. Kat Von D, I want to go see her. Let's, and they try to hang out with her or go to church. And then they find God. That'd be kind of cool. The byproduct of finding God is, you know, like they go for Kat Von D and then they find Jesus, you know. I think it's cool. I'd love to interview her and just find out, like, why Indiana? Like, because I think she's really down south, almost like Kentucky, almost in that area. But that's just cool. You know, it's nice to see people finally waking up and these blacks saying, wait a minute. Well, it's like those black people that have broken homes. Yes, we can. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great thing. I think this is God's plan, and he's waking people up. The thing that scares me, because I had someone tell me a long time ago, oh, Trump's going to get a second term, and he's going to be assassinated. I'm like, what? No. And people dismissed it. Well, he didn't get a second term. Man, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, this one, someone told me that they think it's going to happen. No, it's not. No, he didn't get a second. Well, and I'm like, okay, let's say everything goes the way it's planned. And let's say everything goes haywire. And they don't overturn the 2020 election and prove it was fraudulent. And Trump doesn't get in. So what? In 2024, Trump can run again and become president and do 4 years as president. Then he can come back and be a vice president. You know? I mean, Rams wanted me to be a great press secretary. He'd put them all in. He is someone that's talking. He scares me in a way because he's too good to be true. Like, I'm Rams Wormy. Like he's saying everything I want a person to say, and he's almost like too good to be true. But I support him. You know, I mean, because there's a lot of people like, I've been wanting that ticket for a long time. I'm like, I just don't want another Pence where, hey, everything sounds halfway, everything is hunky-dory, and then it turns out to be not the case. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, but we'll just have to wait and see, you know, what's going to happen, because, you know, we just have to wait. Hold on. But yeah, guess what, folks? Don't have to worry, folks. You're not going to see a doctor. You're going to see a Google AI, because there are studies that claims that Google AI outperforms a human doctor in diagnosis and empathy. Well, it depends. If you have a doctor like I do, actually get a doctor, and he knows me and he understands, okay. But, you know, like I know people that they see a nurse practitioner type person, and it's like, at least you have a medical doctor. But then a lot of times it's like, yeah, he's so booked up, it's like, okay. Because of certain medications I'm on, I have to be seen every 3 months. And it's like, okay, every other 3 months is when I see him. Because, like, unless I schedule the appointments all at once, but, like, his nurse practitioner that he has, that lady, she's been with him, helping him out for, like, since I started seeing him. So, you know, she knows very well. And since I know my doctor really well, he's, you know, especially my sleep doctor, he's like, my sleep doctor is very great, because he's like, hey, what's up? So I'm going to have to put a pipe in his ear to say, hey, because I need to see if he wrote me, because I'm supposed to see him tomorrow at 4, and I'm just going to stop by, and I never heard back from him, but I know he's very busy, but to think that you're not going to have a doctor anymore, you're going to see in a Google AI bot, a chat bot. Hello, I am a Google AI chat bot. Welcome to your doctor's appointment. Excuse me, hello, I need to talk to a doctor. I am a Google AI smart chat bot. I am your doctor. I am better at diagnosing and causing empathy. This study claims. I can tell that you are very nervous and you're having problems just by what I can sense. Hello, I need a... Can someone get me a dang doctor? I am your doctor. I am a Google AI chatbot. I am better at diagnosing and better at empathy than an actual physical doctor. What's going to happen? You're going to have like a self-checkout, but it's going to be at the doctor's office with some AI chatbot. You're going to go to the computer. Ridiculous. That's what this world's coming to, though. Yeah. So it's going to go from what... So if you have, what is that, like a nurse practitioner that you see because you don't have an actual medical doctor, be thankful because you may get an AI chatbot. An AI chatbot.
Okay, I need me a new coat. This zipper is not, I can't get out of it. Hi, folks. Yeah, I can't get it done. Producer's having problems. A what malfunction? A wardrobe malfunction? Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome, folks. See, that's something that an AI chatbot can't do.
What, have a wardrobe malfunction?
No. Fix your wardrobe malfunction. And if you go into the doctor, I mean, what are they going to do? Have some robot come in here? I am here to give you a shot. I am more accurate and I am better. Trust me. No, I want an actual... How do you know what's in this? Because it's like when people said, well, they got their vaccine. I'm like, really? You didn't see the video? Video of what? They could have put... How do you know there was a vaccine in that needle? Could have been a... shot of saline. You don't know what was in there. Whatever. Just shut up and comply. We're never going to... See, we're all going to die because you won't get the vaccine. Oh. So you're going to get a vaccine that's supposed to protect you from the very virus that I'm going to give you because I'm not vaccinated. It makes all kinds of sense now. You're going to get the virus from me. From the vaccine that you took that keeps you... Oh, jeez. I tell you what, man. You can't make this stuff up. You're going to kill us all. Huh? Oh, that's right. The vaccinated are going to get COVID from the unvaccinated. And they're going to die. Ooh. Then maybe you need to question the validity and the vaccine in general. If you're going to die from the vaccine, if you're going to die from the virus after taking the vaccine, don't make no sense. Like, wipe before you poop. That's because people have put their hope and faith and trust. It doesn't say Biden is the way and the truth and the life and no one can get to the heaven. No, it says I am the way and the truth and the life and no one can get to the Father except through me, Jesus Christ. Sorry, folks. It's nice to see a lot of these people like Justin Bieber and Hulk Hogan and Kat Von D, a lot of these big people turning their hearts to Christ. And we need more of that. These people doing the NFL part. And, I'm only here because of God. I just pray every day and this and that. And they give it to God and they shove it down their throats. And I'm grateful. Keep it up. And that's just where we live in, folks. And it's sad because when I grew up, there were no millions. There weren't all these people that I need a litter box in mice. If you were a trans type person when I was a kid, or you thought you were a giraffe or an elephant, I'm an inanimate object. I'm a tree. He would have been like, okay, folks. Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. I'm the principal of this school. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, your son seems to think he's a tree. And we're going to send him for a psychiatric evaluation because I think he needs help. Yeah, it's not normal for him to think, well, he's a male tree with a female. He's like a transgender tree. Yeah, he's a male tree, but thinks he's a he portrays himself as a female tree, even though he's clearly a male tree. I mean, come on. I tell you, it's nuts. And what's going to be even scarier is, like, say, like California and these other states where we don't have to tell, we can hide the trans identity from the parents. Now, are they, like, pushing under the kids 100%, like, shut up. Shut up. Like, if, when you're trans, don't tell your parents. How dare you? We're not going to tell them, and you don't. Because, like, there are states like California where they can inject your kid with vaccines, not whatever they want to, without the parents' consent. How you can bypass the parental consent? A kid's not old enough to consent, so how can you bypass the parents? There's a whole point of them being parental consent. You need that. You need parental consent. But it's just one of those things. And what's really going to sadden me is, okay, little thing called puberty blockers. Yeah, if my cousin or niece or whatever, they start developing way too early, way too fast, they will use those sometimes to stop puberty until they're ready for it in like a year or so. Not do it to try to keep you from ever having puberty. These people that are doing all this transitional stuff, wait till they have irreversible damage in 10 years because they're not who they think they are, and they have like, and they cut their breast off and they had all this done because I'm not a chick, I'm not this. And they have all this and they're on like 20 medications just to keep themselves going because they messed up their body because they did all this chemical stuff to be someone they thought they were for 5 minutes. It's sad. You know, there was no stuff when there was no trans anything when I was a kid. We had two genders. We had three genders. Yes, we did. We had three genders. Male, female, and the mentally insane. Hey, you need help. And that's the thing. You're having issues. Yeah, we all have, it's called adolescence, growing up. Your body's going to go through changes. That's part of life. It's not, you're not having gender identity crisis because you're developing breasts or whatever. You're having issues or you're insecure with the way you look. See, I don't have to worry. See, at my work, we have tons of people that come by my line that have security on their jackets, on their safety vests and everything. So if I'm ever insecure, I know I'll be okay because I've got security. But it's one of those things this world has lost. You know, like I posted and I talked about that photo of that family that was like in a foot of snow pushing their way into their Steelers seats to see the Steelers take on the Bills. I'm like, what if there was that much dedication to go to church, to pray, to read your Bible, or to help your neighbor? Not anymore. Most people, I mean, we go around and we do the weak care. Hey, we're just asking if you need prayer and have time for that. Wait, what? You want to pray for me? Sweet, let's go. Okay, here's my here's my list of prayers alphabetically, starting with me, then goes into my niece and my wife and my mom and dad, my mother and father-in-law, my cousins, aunts and uncles. Okay, you know. If you just kind of read through these things, it'll probably take about 4 hours to read through these and pray for them all, but that'd be great. Please. I'll pray with you. I can't believe we're in your head today. That's the problem. It's just this. I mean, that's the thing. What we're talking about right now, the Iowa caucuses was landslide won by Trump. Everyone needs to get out and get behind America First. Everybody needs to stand with America First. I mean, God's waking this nation up. People are starting to realize, oh, that's the issue. Yes, it is. That's the issue. The Democrats never cared about you. I couldn't stay in a hotel like that for 70 days. Yeah, and they get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's like that old Cheech and Chong thing. Man, we're going to get busted, man. That's not the feds, man. That's the amygdala. What? The amygdala? Oh, yeah. It's just a wedding, man. My cousin called the immigration on himself, man. Brings the whole wedding party down, man. They even get fed lunch. And the immigration called him on the bus, takes all these people down to Mexico. They get fed lunch and everything, and it's to go down to Mexico to have the wedding party, so they don't have to pay for travel or anything. And it's what it is. These people are like waking up really. Wow, it took you this long to realize that Democrats don't care about you? That these Democrats don't give two craps about you? Really? So, okay. I'm down with that. I'm down with that. If this is what it takes, keep busting them. I'm the Denver mayor, and I'm the Chicago mayor, and please stop sending these people up. Nope, yep, nope, folks. You wanted them, you're getting them. What the heck? Oh, we wanted an open border. We didn't know that we'd be stuck with these people. We thought they'd stay in Texas. And that's the problem. These people don't, what the heck? But then all these people that want an open border are the same people that wouldn't. Would you take them in? No, I can't. I live with a Trump supporter. Yeah, sure you do. Just like all these people that made a climate change movie. Folks, when Al Gore's climate crisis movie came out, yeah. Oh, yeah, those polar ice caps, they sure melted, didn't they? Why wasn't anyone in that movie like I was talking about earlier? Why weren't they building boats, arcs? Why weren't they building property up in the highest peaks of the Rocky Mountains to keep their houses from the flood? Oh, no, they weren't. They were buying oceanfront property. Gee. Why would you want oceanfront property if the polar caps are going to melt and we're all going to die? Well, you need to quit eating meat. Because cows are producing methane, which is damaging the environment. Yeah, that's why I killed the cow, to stop the methane production. You're welcome. I'm saving the earth. You want to keep them. You don't want to kill them, and you want to keep them farting. I solved the problem. I stopped them farting. And he tastes good to me. Not only am I having nice barbecued ribs, but I'm saving the planet at the same time. Folks, there's just as many animals now as there were back in the day, and they didn't cause global warming. They're gonna force you to eat Soylent Green while they're having steak. Just look at what the North Korean Kim Jong-un and how he lives, and look at how his people live. That's what's going to happen. Oh, yeah. You know, that's why, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's what we do. Okay, how are we going to pay our bills? I don't know, but hey, tithe. I'll give you a fine example. Like, well, okay, how do we get our bills paid? We don't know how to get our bills paid. We're short money. Let's tithe. What a concept, huh? Put God first, and we tithe. And when we gave our money, oh, yeah, we do this and this and this. Guess what? Our bills are going to be paid. Wow. What a concept. We put God first, and he worked. And that's what you have to do sometimes. And that's what we're, you know, so many people don't rely on, fully rely on God. It's like, don't worry. It's like, I remember people like, well, what are we doing, man? Did you get your check? I need my stimulus. I got God. I'm not worried. I know people that, like, turn their checks in, like, okay. Yeah, 99% of the people are like, well, cash it and give me the check. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. It's nice to see all these people. Yep. Like Ted Cruz is like, the race is over. The race is over. God won, man. God is in this, you know. Like, there's tons of videos, and I might try to link them up here. They're like an hour and a half long, and they basically, this is what's actually happening in this part of the world. Hey! And this is exactly what happens in the Bible. And that's, you know, and that's what's going on. People need to wake up. Because my pastor's one daughter is reading the book, Revelation. She's like, hey, Dad, yeah, this is happening. It's not, and what's crazy is it's not, biblical scholars believe that this represents, you know, it says Chicago is going to be destroyed, and Chicago is destroyed. This is happening. This was going on in Syria. This is what's going on here. And this was going on here. Okay. And it's happening to a T. It's not, well, we believe this is what it is. No. This is what's going on. See, we're putting hope and faith and trust in God. And, you know, everyone laughed at Noah for building the ark and made fun of him until it started raining. They're like, huh? We joked the guy at work. Hey, be respectful of that guy, man. He's only here because he built the ark. Well, he was in it at least. Well, yeah, he helped build it. I mean, heck, man. If I ever need a boat, I'm gonna ask him. I mean, like, yeah, I got a question. Yeah, I'm wanting to have a boat for the lake out there. Since you helped build the ark, can you help me out? Stop. It's one of those things, it's what we do, you know. When you're Christians, we're not perfect, but we put God first, and that's what this nation needs. We need to get back to God. We need to get back to where we can help each other and quit. The best thing you can do is turn off the TV. Turn off the telly. Turn off this race-baiting crap. You know, turn off this, well, if she was a Democrat, they would love her. Well, she is. I mean, you know, Nikki Haley is a Democrat, you know. It's sad, you know. I couldn't imagine being someone like Chris Christie, like, staying out as long as he had. I mean, none of them even have a chance against Trump. It's kind of like when Reagan took on Walter Mondale. I'm like, dude, you might win your home state. You might win your home state. That's about as far as it's going to go, buddy. That's about, you know, we don't. And that's funny because I don't see anyone even having a shot. I mean, a 30-point, almost 30 points, Trump won in a landslide in Iowa. And of course, you have people like, well, on this, they said that Nikki Haley, you know, their outgoing poll said that she's, yeah, dude, he had a record. It wasn't like, well, Trump won in Iowa. It was a blowout. It was like, it basically, everyone's like, yeah, that just kind of proves that no one even has a chance. Like, why waste your time? Yeah, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I want to try to get into some Premier League news, folks. Thank you so much. Yeah, we got, I don't know if you've heard, the financial fair play. And I guess Manchester United want to try to get rid of a bunch of players so that they can, you know, buy and stuff without the financial fair play and this and that. And I guess when you look into Sir Jim and all that, and Ineos, they're like, okay, we want to win. We want to get us back to the way we were. Okay. I want to see them get rid of some players and get in some players. I want to see them have a plan. I want to see them come out and say, hey, we plan to get rid of 5 or 6 players and get some players in. I mean, there were some players at Manchester United that should have went this past summer. You're getting more than they're worth. Take it. Heck, they'll pay you something for this player, please. Yeah, we want way more than that. Yeah, we're holding that because we need way more. Yeah, whatever. Hopefully these people actually want to do the right thing. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, with this financial fair play. I mean, it can be, I don't know, because then it's like, well, you don't want to, I mean, I can see where someone could say, well, you don't want to have someone to come in here, okay, here's $1 billion, get the best people you can, and, you know, you got $500 million to spend in January and $1 billion to spend in the summer every year. You don't have to spend it all, but, you know, whatever. I want you to have the best players. And that's what's going on, folks. You know, it's... I want to see people turn it around. I want to see stuff turn around. I know it's going to take a while, but I understand there, you know, but then it can be like, well, you violated the financial fair play rule. Well, if we have the money, we should be able to. I know they don't want to have like one guy come in here and have billions of dollars. I'm like, okay, yep, we can't even come close. You know, it would take us 5 years to get the money they're going to be able to spend every transfer window. You know. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, folks. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I think, you know, because there's been some clubs recently that have been docked points because of this financial fair play. We got to be all equal. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens, what goes on with this, because I'm very interested to see. You know, I think they're doing it smart. They want to make sure they don't get screwed over. And okay, we do all this stuff to make sure that we don't get busted by the financial fair play. And at the same time, duty. Oh yeah, that's right. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who, because they talk about drastic change. I'm like, I'm going to see a lot of players. I'd love to see, okay, get 7 players out and bring in 5. And keep it under the financial fair play, whatever you have to do. Okay, I want to see that. And I'm going to see Ten Hag backed. I'm going to see Ten Hag backed with the players that he wants. And okay, guess what, folks? Here's my top 10 players. I've got 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, and 8, you know. I got some of the players I really wanted. Now let's see what he does and then give him players. And I feel like, okay, well, I'm stuck with some of these people. Because I kind of feel like if you're 10 Hag out, then you trust these players to dominate and win. If you're 10 Hag in, then... Yeah, well, I think he's the right manager. He just needs to be backed and, you know. So it's just one of these things. I got about 2 minutes left, you know. I think this club, you know, it slowly went to where we are today, and it's going to take a while to get us back. And I can't wait to get on this journey, and I can't wait to see what's going to go. You know, I'm excited to see. And we got new people doing over the football aspect of the club, so it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens. It's not going to be a Glazer as usual. You know, and of course, if they don't massively, drastically do a whole bunch of stuff, people are going to piss them off. I'm like, well, they got that dang financial fair play crap that they got to deal with, so if they don't do something that might violate that or whatever, you know, they don't want to sit there and get a 10-point deduction for violating the financial fair play, you know, this nonsense. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, we just got to continue to do what we do, and I think trying to get rid of Ten Hag would be the biggest mistake. We need to, because then you'd be saying, like, well, here we go, let's get another manager in here to try to do something with these players when no one else could, you know. It's like, I told someone, so if you want Ten Hag out, then you need to keep every player and not do one transfer, because the players aren't the problem, it's the manager, and get someone else that's going to be Champions League contenders with these players. Yeah. No, I don't think the team we have has Champions League potential. No matter who gets Zidane in there, it's not going to happen. You know. Yeah. I don't see it happening. But no, thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it, folks. And don't forget this, folks. Remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.